We're here beside Aylmer's Bridge and the towpath by the Grand Canal. And the canal is really important in Arthur's story. Arthur was born in 1725, and the canal system in Ireland, it was being born around the same time. It was conceived in the 1730s. Times were good, there was loads of money. People were looking at the bogs, particularly the bogs in the middle of Ireland, and they were becoming, you know, they had a bad name. There were the places that the highwaymen ran to. There was a sense that the canals would open up, a good big canal system would open up those bogs. It would drain land, it would supply water to the towns. It had a big long checklist, but its primary purpose was then as now for transporting goods, for transporting people. The canals were the highways of the time, and the first idea for a grand canal that would link Dublin with the Shannon came about in 1751. And Arthur was by then living in this area, looking at the planners coming out, measuring, the engineers, doing all the preparations for a canal which was going to take a lot longer and a lot more money to build than they expected at the time. In its maturity, the canal would have served as the transport system for bringing grain into the brewery from the big granaries of North Kildare, and more particularly of South Kildare, and also for distributing the finished product. It meant that local breweries up and down the country now had barrels of ale brought down from St. James's Gate, which were arriving at a very, very low transport cost into their towns. Everything changed when the canal came. And one of the keys to the success of the canal is the fact that local landowners were effectively asked to build the bridges at their own expense, not at the expense of the Grand Canal Company. This one is called after the Aylmer family. The Aylmer family lived in Lyons House, which is just over the wall to our right as we're facing back towards Dublin. The canals weren't effectively fast means of transport. It took 2.5 hours to travel the 12 miles from Dublin to this point along the canal. But what they did bring was comfort. It meant an end to a coach journey that had to traverse through very, very underfunded, muddy roads. It was very, very hard to imagine how a simple journey could end up with a 3 or 4 hour delay as you had to be pulled out of a mire of mud somewhere along the road, which is off to the east of us here. And that was the only form of transport available to people until the 1750s, when the canal, this became the first stretch of canal in Ireland to be opened. It was celebrated because you could travel in comfort, and also you could carry far heavier loads than horses could have carried. The life of Arthur Guinness was in some ways the perfect storm. He was born just as the region around here was being transformed. The infrastructure was being put in, the canal was changing everything in its path. But more importantly, the vision of the people around here had been changed. Their eyes were open to a wider world. They could do commerce beyond Dublin. They could look further down the country to the towns of Ireland, and they could look beyond the island of Ireland to the opportunities that lay there. I'm pretty sure the young Arthur Guinness was watching all this with a very keen eye. Now we're going to continue our way along the towpath, and our next stop is the 13th Lock. It's about 800 metres from here, and there I'll tell you about the ancient royal site on the Hill of Lyons and the history of the Lyons estate. And there's also a cafe at Lyons Village, which is open in season.